you mentioned the novel that'll be coming up next. Are you working on other short stories?
I am working on other short stories. I have one under contract that goes back to the supernatural, but it's for an upcoming collection. So that's a lot of fun. As soon as I finish this edit, I'm going to spend a couple weeks working on that. And I also have another novel under contract that's kind of a lark for me. It's going to be, it's in a series of cat detective books.
I'm not going to laugh because I've seen a lot of the fan reaction to these cat series storylines.
Sure.
So it's a thing.
It is a thing. And the woman who started the series wrote a series of cat detective books, 15, 20 years ago. And she's starting it with a new character. She's going to be releasing a book every month with a different author. And I thought, hey, I've never written a cozy book. I like a challenge. I'm so excited.
Is that what they're called? Cozy books?
They are called cozy.
Cozy books.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
I assume you're thinking about what you're going to be writing for that. What is it that you think is the appeal to that particular plot or not really
that
plot?
Genre.
That yes.
genre of like cozies yes. and cat uh-huh. detective books. Well, I believe the appeal is they're kind of comfort reading. They're fun. They don't require you to do anything but sit there and absorb and enjoy. There's a writer named M.C. Beaton who writes the Agatha Raisin series. I don't know if you've heard of that. And, it's sort of a contemporary English mystery series. And it's just fun. It's silly. And, everything can't be serious all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like romance novels. A lot of people read romance novels because it's just fun. It's light. It takes you out of the day. It takes you out of your own life. And I think, a cat detective book is does that in a similar way.
I have visions of some sort of benevolent supernatural cat crime fighter.
Oh,
being.
I like that. I like that. This one is based on, he's very Sherlock Holmes, and he also has an English accent, which is going to be quite a challenge to write. So,
Laura, that's all I had. That's fantastic. I'm glad. Thank you for joining us again. Anything else you think would be important to touch on?
Well, let's see. I am going to, A Paler Shade of Death is mm-hmm. going up as an ebook short, probably in the next week. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to get it out before the Edgar so people could see what it's all about, and that'll be available on Amazon. Also, in addition to my website, I'm blogging every day. So you can find out what I'm up to. I put my pictures up, I tell stories, I read a few books. It's just fun. It's fun. I like to get the feedback from folks.